So yesterday we started discussing Osik Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah as it relates to Talmud Torah. So why are we discussing Osik Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah as it relates to Talmud Torah? Because the Gemara said that if you have a guy who wants to get married, but he also really wants to learn Torah, and he's got to decide which one do I do first, get married or learn Torah. So we had a machlokas in the Gemara what the best thing to do is, and the Gemara said that there's a distinction between B'nai Bavala and B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And then we saw that there's an unusual Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yishus, Perek Tes Vav Halacha Beis Gimel, that if a person is involved in learning Torah, he doesn't have to interrupt his learning to get married.
If anybody found a wallet, please return it to the office. If you found a wallet, in particular in the library, please return it to the main office.
So the Rambam says that if a person is involved in learning Torah, by the way, I mentioned in the Parsha Shir on Thursday that like someone should send an email to the school to complain about it. So a guy said, I got an email on Friday, what's the school's email address? So I didn't get it. I didn't understand what the person was talking about. That's all the email said. What's the school's email address? It was a little out of context. So I'm like, I think you sent this to the wrong person. He's like, no, I was listening to the shiur. I want to send an email to the school. Okay, so the Rambam had said that if a person is learning Torah, he doesn't have to get married because he's osik b'mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And if osik a regular mitzvah is patur min a mitzvah, kal v'chomer when you're osik in Talmud Torah, osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah kol shekin b'Talmud Torah, that he doesn't have to get married. So we said that seems very strange because it's against the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tesam Beis says explicitly that learning takes a backseat to mitzvos that cannot be done by somebody else. If it's a mitzvah someone else can do, so you stay learning, let someone else do it. But if it's a mitzvah that no one else can do, so then you stop learning and you go do a mitzvah. Meaning we do not apply osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So how can the Rambam say not only do we apply it, but it's kal v'chomer? That if we apply it elsewhere, then of course we apply it to Talmud Torah. So he said in order to answer the Rambam, we first need to take a step back and explain the Gemara. Why do we not say osik patalmud Torah patur min a mitzvah? Why wouldn't we say that someone who's learning Torah is patur from mitzvahs? Is Torah not enough of a mitzvah for us to say osik patalmud Torah patur min a mitzvah? And we said that this kasha is a kasha, whether you hold like the Ran that osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah is even when it's efshar l'kayim shneihem. And over here you'll say, even if it were considered Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, we would still have this kasha. Why don't we say Osik Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah? Or even if you hold like Tosfos, that Osik Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah is only when it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, that if it's possible to do both, you do need to do both. This is still a kasha, because it's not possible to do both. You can't do Talmud Torah and the other mitzvah. You might say, yes, I can. I'll pause my Talmud Torah, hit pause on it, go do the other mitzvah, I'll come right back. So I'll still be able to learn Torah. Yeah, but those minutes that you were doing the mitzvah, you lost, and those are lost forever. Where do we find this concept that every minute counts and that we shouldn't need to bring a raya to that, but where do we find a raya to this concept that every minute counts and those minutes that were spent not in learning are lost forever? Well, we find that in Tosos and Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, where it talks about the children who were taught by a Rebbe who wasn't so exacting to make sure that they were learning properly. So we said that it's a pseida delo hadak, that it's a loss that can never be given back. Really? You can't correct the mistakes? Why? You'll correct the mistakes when he gets older. No, Tos said it's a pseida delo hadak because those moments of time that he was learning the wrong thing will never be given back. That's what Tosma Basra said, that you can never get back those moments of time. It's very important. Time is very, very valuable. I remember when I was in South Shore, I was in elementary school, Rabbi Binyamin Kamenetsky spoke to us when I must have been in like fifth grade or so, and he said that he remembers when I think his 10th birthday or something like that, or maybe it was his bar mitzvah, when he was a child, his father got him a birthday present. And his father said, for weeks, was building up the importance of this present, the value of this present. It's going to be the best present ever. It's the most amazing present. And then his birthday came, and he took him out to the attic, and he had a box, and he takes out the box, and he opens up the box, and there's a watch in the box. And he said, nice, you know, but like, it wasn't that exciting. He said, no, you have no idea. This is the most important thing you could ever have, because every minute in time is the most important thing you have. And every minute has to be used well. And he was teaching him a lesson. So you keep track of the minutes that we spend. We keep track of our hours and minutes. So I remember that story. That was an impactful story for me. So that's what Tosa is saying. And in the moments of time, they asked Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky once. I was told, the Chanuk told me they asked Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Minahal asked, is it okay for him to tell his Rebbein that if they come late, that they're stealing? Because they're getting paid to be there for the whole time, and they're stealing if they come late. And the Rebbe said, Rav Shmuel said, you could tell them that they're a rotzeach, that they're murdering if they come late, because they're entrusted with children to teach them Torah, to teach them values, and to teach them how to be responsible. And if they're not doing that, that's ritzich. They're destroying these children. Wow. Okay. So time is very, very valuable. Wonderful. So we have this question: what is pshat in that Gemara? Why is it that osik b'talmud Torah is not pater from doing other mitzvahs? You have to stop your learning to do other mitzvahs. Whereas any other minor mitzvah you might be doing, even mitzvahs d'rabanan, we're going to say osik mitzvah, you're pater from other mitzvahs. So we suggested one approach yesterday based on Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara said Talmud Gadol Anu Kulam Yamru Talmud Gadol Shemevi L'dei Maisa. Now, which is greater? Is action better or is learning better? Oh, Talmud is greater because that's what's Mevi L'dei Maisa. So we see from that Gemara that when we say Talmud is Gadol because it's Mevi L'dei Maisa, that the real goal is Maisa. So if Maisa is the goal, and that makes sense then, that you should stop learning to do Maisa. Because the whole reason you're learning is to have the opportunity to do Maisa. So when the mitzvah will get done by somebody else, learn, because the Maisa is already taken care of. You're not going to be sacrificing the Maisa. But if otherwise, you got to do the Maisa. And that seems to be the approach of the Me'iri, Masechta Shabbos, and Aftas. But we said it's very difficult, that there are two major problems with that approach. First of all, the question in that Gemara is, if you're going to do one alone, which one is better to do? And the Gemara's answer is that Talmud is better because Talmud is a Maisa. Meaning, in addition to being Mevi L'dei Maisa, in addition to being a Maisa Mitzvah, it's also Mevi L'dei Maisa. It's not saying, the Gemara is not saying that the whole point of Talmud is to be Mevi L'dei Maisa. That's why women learn Torah. That's what the Beis Halevi says. That's why women learn Torah, so to be Mevi L'dei Maisa. But when we learn Torah, Talmud Torah itself is inherently a mitzvah. So inherently it is a maisa. So the Gemara says, yeah, but is that maisa better than other maisa mitzvah? So the Gemara says, yes. You know why? Because it's in addition to being a maisa in its own right, it's also mevi l'dei maisa. So don't tell me that Maisa's the goal and Maisa's greater, so every mitzvah is going to be better than Talmud Torah because you see that it's the goal. No, the Gemara's conclusion is that other mitzvahs are weaker because every other mitzvah is just the Maisa, but Talmud Torah is both a Maisa of Talmud Torah, a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, plus it's maybe the day Maisa of all the other mitzvahs. And also, Tosos over there suggests that the Gemara is only speaking when you're going to be teaching others or you haven't learned yet, which has no relevance to a person deciding between learning and doing a mitzvah. So very, very difficult to assume like that first answer. So second approach, what is the Gemara talking about? Why is it that when a person is osik b'Talmud Torah, that he's pater from doing other mitzvahs? So the second approach may be based on a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Taf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, tells us as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it's a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kala Omer Ein Lo Torah, Ein Lo Torah. If a guy says, I have no Torah, good chance he's telling the truth. He doesn't have any Torah. He says, Mar Pshita. Yeah, most of the time you take people at their word. So a guy says, Ein Lo Torah, yeah, Ein Lo Torah. No. Ela Kala Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah, Ein Lo Ela Torah. If he says all he's got is Torah, it's all he does. He has nothing good in his life besides for Torah. So then he's telling the truth. He says, Mar Hanami Pshita. And isn't that also obvious? If he says, I only have Torah, I never did any mitzvahs, but I love to learn. So trust him. Says Gemara, no. Ela da'afilu Torah in lo. If a guy says all he has is Torah, he doesn't have Torah. If he thinks that he has Torah and no other mitzvah, he doesn't have Torah. My time, huh? Amra papa amakrad says, v'matem v'asisa. Kol sheyeshna v'asiya, yeshna b'lamida, kol sheyeno v'asiya, eno b'lamida. So Gemara says, if you have only Torah, it means you don't have Torah. Ooh, so what do you see from that Gemara? If a person is going to learn, and never stop learning to, you know, do little things like sit in sukkah, take lulav, put on tefillin, tzitzis, any other mitzvah, help old ladies cross the street, whatever, any other mitzvah, so he's ain lo el Torah, then his Torah is worthless. I mean, the only way to make your Torah valuable is if at some point you stop the Torah to go do other things, to go do mitzvahs as well. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying in Maseches Yevamos. So if you disregard every other mitzvah, it's not even learning. Tosfos Maseches Sota, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, discusses, you know, the Gemara that appears a few places in Shas, in Pesachim Mem Tes, or Pesachim, is it Nun? A few places in Shas. La'olim Yaskod and Torah Mitzvah Pi Shalolishma, Shemitoch Shalolishma Balishma. Famous Gemara. A person should learn Torah Mitzvah even Shalolishma, because you learn Shalolishma, ultimately you'll be Balishma. So Gemara in Tainis talks about this. Kolos Ketorah Shalolishma, the Gemara says, Naslo Sama Maves. Now learning Shalolishma is a poison. So it tells his brother, well, isn't that a stira? On the one hand, we're saying, yeah, learn Torah Shalom Lishma. It's a great thing, because even though it's not the greatest, it will lead you to Torah Lishma. On the other hand, Gemara in Titus says that Torah Shalom Lishma is a Sama Maves. So what does that mean? Which is it? Is it a good thing to do, or is it a Sama Maves? So Tosa suggests over there, and he quotes many other Mar Makamas as well, that play into this question. For example, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere in Shas and Mabas, elsewhere. Homer sells Zulu Tzedakah al Menashe Yichye B'ni. If a guy says, I'm giving this Tzedakah, but not because I stam want to give Tzedakah, I want it to be a zechus for my child that he should live. Child sick, person dedicates money to Tzedakah. Hareze Tzadik Gomu. It's a perfect act of Tzedakah. That sounds like it's Shalom Lishma. Well, if it's a Sama Maves, if Shalom Lishma is poison, it's spiritual poison, then why are we going to say that he's a Tzadik Gamur? So Tosfos says over there, Avalahi Shalom Lishma Tainis U'Maseches Brachos. The Shalom Lishma that we talk about in Tainis and Maseches Brachos, Brachos is referring to his Daf Yud Zayin and Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says that anyone who's Osim Ketorah Shalom Lishma is Noach Lo Shalom Nivra. He's better off never having been created. So when the Gemara in Tainis says that it's poison, and the Gemara in Brachos says that it's better not having been created, Eino osik b'torah kidei lekayim lo me'ava v'lo me'yira elo lohosiv al chatoso pesha sha'ata shkagos nasulos donos. He's not learning. We're talking about a person who's not learning with any intention of ever observing the Torah, of ever keeping the Torah. He's learning to continue to not observe the Torah, and now he'll know more what he's not observing. And that's evil. I want to know everything so I can know how to win the Avera contest. We're going to have a big Avera contest, and I don't know what's a big Avera, so I need to learn Kala Torah Kula in order to chap what the biggest Avera could be, and I'm going to just do the biggest Avera in the world. That is evil. That is better not having been born. That is a Sama Maves, a spiritual poison. So, however, if you're learning and you plan on doing the mitzvahs, whether it be me'ava, whether it be me'ira, even though it's not l'shma, so then it's fine, it's good, you should do it, you should learn in that way. So you see that learning without any intention to do mitzvahs, learning without any intention to put that learning into action, is a sama maves. So we understand very well, the Gemara, Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Tesam Beis, tells us that if you're learning and a mitzvah opportunity, a mitzvah veris comes up, no one else will be able to do the mitzvah, only you will be able to do the mitzvah, go and do the mitzvah. Because if you don't take advantage of such opportunities, you are learning with the intention of not doing mitzvahs, and that is poison. That is bad. That would explain the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perach Gimel, Halacha Hei. Where's the Rambam, right? Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perach Gimel, Halacha Hei, the Rambam writes, Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Eino Nidon Ela Al HaTalmud. V'acharkach al shar ma'asav. Person goes up for a din in Shemayim. The first thing he's going to have to answer is about Talmud, is about his learning. And then he's going to have to answer about everything else. Lefi chachamru chachamim, and it's therefore that the rabbis say, Liolim yasakodim Torah ben l'shma ben shalosh moshem mitok shalosh ma b'l'shma. They always want to make sure you're learning Torah shalosh l'shma, even if it's shalosh l'shma, because it will come to l'shma. The cause and effect in the Rambam is difficult to understand. Because it's going to be the first question you get asked, that's going to lead to everything else. Because it's going to be the first question you get asked, that's going to lead to everything else. That's why you should learn Shalom L'shma. That's why you should learn Shalom L'shma. What, and if it's the second question, you shouldn't learn Shalom L'shma? And if it's the third question, you shouldn't learn Shalom L'shma? Why is it? Because it's Tchilas Dina. What does the Rambam mean? So comes along the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Hilchus Talmud Torah, Perek Dalid, Kuntros Achron Os Aleph. The Rav Shulchan Aruch rewrote Hilchus Talmud Torah. He wasn't pleased with the way the Rambam wrote Hilchus Talmud Torah. He wasn't pleased with the way the Shulchan Aruch wrote Hilchus Talmud Torah. He wrote his own Hilchus Talmud Torah. He rearranged everything, the whole Hilchus Talmud Torah. Normally, in the rest of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, he just goes in the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. Not so with Hilchus Talmud Torah. He makes his own chapters, his own everything. In Kuntros Achron, it's like the footnotes. So he quotes this Rambam, Perakim Alachah, with the Lefichach. Oh, because it's the first question we're going to be asked. Therefore, you have to make sure to learn the Shema. And he says, L'chor Tzarech Iyun. Hagam b'shar ma'asim nami amrinu hachilolim yasuk b'torah u'b'mitzvos. It's not only Torah that we have to do shalom l'shma so that it will one day come l'shma. The Gemara said that about mitzvos also. All mitzvos. You do even shalom l'shma so that it will one day come l'shma. So why does that make Talmud Torah special? V'gam ha'ram kasuv ken sovel chshuva gam b'nashim sh'p'turus mi Talmud Torah. And the Rambam says it's even about women who don't have to do Talmud Torah. Elavade de b'mitzvah sasi shapir sha mitzvah nas kitikna al kalpanim elashemach shavaso eina l'shei mitzvah. When a mitzvah is done and it's not done l'shma, the mitzvah was done. Meaning you do a mitzvah, but you're taking lulav because you want everyone to see that you're so frum and you have a nice lulav. You know, and that's part of your motivation in doing so. You did the mitzvah of lulav. Aval b'Talmud Torah kishalomeid ve'inu mekayim ha'shalomeid. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, if you learn and you're not mekayim that which you learned, harei alav ne'amar ula rasha amar elokim malach l'saper chukim. Hashem says to the rasha, what do you need to be involved in my chukim? Why are you studying my statutes, my laws? And therefore v'salka daitech amina shara'u lo shalo yilmod. I might think it's better for such a person not to learn. That's why it has to tell me, no, still learn. Even though learning Torah Shalom Shema is objectively bad. It's not just that, you know, it's not the best way to learn. No, it's bad. It's wrong. It's an aveira. But it's the only way you're going to ultimately come to do mitzvahs. And therefore it's worth it. And we assume keep doing that bad thing of learning Shalom Lishma because ultimately you will come to a sense of Lishma. The light of Torah will somehow impact you enough that you'll turn it around. Why then shouldn't I teach a Talmud who's Eino Hagun, who's not a good guy? Because why should I enter into the Suffolk that maybe Shema lo yachzerbo? Maybe he won't do tshuva. Nimtza zorik evel markulis. And it could be that I'm just encouraging his bad behavior. Aval hu atzmo, but for yourself, chayiv lachzer atzmo, d'layafsid. D'mayafsid. You do have to put yourself into that suffix, because what do you have to lose? V'im lo yiskadom rosho, etc. V'gam arav yesh lomer. Tzitzor lachzer atzmo l'safik, etc. Okay. So what the Rav Shulchan Aruch is telling us that Torah not lishma is destructive. and there's a havamina not to do it at all. So now we understand the Rambam. What's the Rambam telling me? Tchilas dinu shel adveinu nidun al talmud v'achar kach al shar maaser. That you're going to be asked first about learning, then the other masim. Why that order? Why first learning, then the other actions? Because why not actions then learning? Why first learning then everything else? Because in order to do anything, you first need to have learned. Without learning, you can't do anything. Did you put on tefillin? Yeah. How did you know to put on tefillin this morning? Because you once learned that there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. It always starts with Talmud. It always starts with some learning. So what the Rambam is doing is he's establishing Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is on Torah before every other Maaseh, because Torah is what leads to every other Maaseh. Lefichach. Because Torah is what leads to every other Maaseh. Therefore, Torah Shel Adam Shema should be studied. Even if your Torah Shel Adam Shema, you should still do it. Had it not been for the fact that Torah leads to everything else, Torah Shel Adam Shema would be a bad idea. It would be an avera. It would be destructive. It's only because Torah's mevi lidei maisa, so we assume ama orsha ba machzira lemutav, that the light of Torah will turn you around. It's only because Torah's mevi lidei maisa that it's worthwhile to learn Torah shalal shema. So this is approach number two. If you have only Torah, you don't have Torah. So why do you have to stop Talmud Torah in order to do mitzvos? Because if you don't, then it's like Talmud Torah Shelo Lishma. It's Talmud Torah without any mitzvos. It's Talmud Torah without the intention to be Mekayim. And such a Talmud Torah is worthless. You don't even have Torah when you have such a Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah Shalosh Shema is a good thing? Yeah, that's if it's going to be maybe L'day Maisa. It's only if it's going to be maybe L'day Maisa. But if you're just going to learn and learn it, it's never going to be maybe L'day Maisa, then Talmud Torah is not a good thing. Parenthetically, we mentioned that Gemara, that Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is on Talmud Torah. It's a famous stira, famous comment of the Gra. The Maritzchai is quotes from the Gra in Shabbos, where the Gemara, Shabbos, I think, is Daf Lamed. The Gemara tells us of... of a different series of questions that one is going to be asked in the Olam Emes, Lachar Me'ev Esrim Shana. The Gemara says that you go up, there are going to be six questions. Nasas v'nasata be'emuna, are you honest in business? That is question number one. Question number two is Kavati Itim L'Torah. And Asakta Be'peri V'rivya, Tzipi Sali Yeshua. Right, all these Pilpalta B'chachma, six questions the Gemara says that they're going to ask. So everyone asks the Kasha, it's a Stira. Tos already asks the Kasha, it's a Stira. On one end, we have a Gemara that says that Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Sanhedrin, that Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is Talmud Torah. And then here in Shabbos it says that no, the first question they ask is going to be about honesty in business, Nasasav and Nasata Be'emuna. So the Maritzchai quotes from the Gra, a beautiful vart. Says, if you look in that Gemara in Shabbos, the previous line in the Gemara in Shabbos, right before it asks those six questions, it darshens a pasuk. Chosin Yeshua said, darshens a pasuk, six words in the pasuk. And it says the six words in the pasuk refer to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Emunas zeseder zroim. Itecha zeseder moed. Etc. And goes through all the different words in the pasuk and shows Shishas and Mishnah. Then the very next line is, and there are going to be six questions you're asking the Olam HaEmes. Happens to be the same number six. So the Gra says, don't you see? There's a parallel. The six questions each relate to one of the six Siddurim of Mishnayos. Nasasav v'nasata be'emunah doesn't mean where you're honest in business. It's a mistranslation, says the Gra. Nasasav v'nasata be'emunah, where you're involved in the section of Shas we call Emunah. What's Emuna? Emuna is Zesed Ezraim, we just said the previous line. Asakt kavate itim, la Torah. Itim, Zesed Ermoed. So the second question is about the Jalim Zesed Ermoed. Asakt perivrivya, Zesed Ernashim. Each of the six questions actually relate to Talmud Torah. It's all about Talmud Torah. All of it is Talmud Torah. That's the famous part they say from the Gra, the Maritzchai is quoted from the Gra. But the point for us is that the Rambam says, because it's Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, that's why you have to learn Shelo Lishma. What's the lefichach? What's the cause and effect? Yeah, because it's chilas dino shel adam, which is followed by the questions about all of your other maisim, all of the other mitzvos, shows us that Talmud's godless is that it's mevi l'day maisa, is that it paves the way for action, and that absent any mitzvos, your Talmud is worthless. That's why you should be also with Talmud Torah even shelo lishma, because you want to make sure that it will lead you one day to lishma. Third approach. Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Shiurim, Simen Yates Os Beis. Rav Elchanan writes, what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? When does one have to learn? How often does one have to learn? So Rav Elchanan writes that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is whenever you're free, whenever you're not doing anything else. What do you mean whenever you're not doing anything else? I could always be doing something else. So no, the point is, whenever you're not doing another mitzvah, whenever you're not doing another obligation, whenever you're not doing something that demands your time, that is the mitzvah. The Rav Elchanan writes, "Dechiyuv Talmud Torah inu chala ala adam ella b'sha'a shu panui." A person is only chayiv in Talmud Torah during his spare time. Ubatal me'asiyas trachav. He's not taking care of his basic needs. Dekraksiv asafta degnecha. Pasuk says you have to go gather in your grains. You got to go to work. So while you're working, you're not learning. You're working. Aval b'sha'ashu tzarech la'asos machto az eino mechliyav klal b'talmud Torah. When you are busy working, you are not obligated in Talmud Torah at all. Hachinami umu tzarech la'asos b'mitzvah lo gara mishar tzarechei adam. So too, if you need to do a mitzvah, so a mitzvah should be no worse than your need to earn a living, your need to go to sleep, your need to eat lunch, you need to do anything that is something that's a chore, responsibility, an obligation that you have to take care of. Sha'az einu mechuyav klal b'talmud Torah. Rav Elchanan says a very elegant and very simple idea. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not apply at all times. It is not a 24/7 mitzvah. It's not zman grama. It's not something that we say, oh, at a certain time of the day you're supposed to learn for a few minutes or an hour or whatever. No, it could be at any time, and it's at every time really, but only at every spare moment. Not every moment. It would be inaccurate to say that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is 24/7. The accurate way to say it is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is every spare moment that a person has, when he's not doing something else that he's otherwise already obligated to do. Now, given that, you understand very well why you would stop learning to go do a mitzvah. Because as soon as a mitzvah arises, you are no longer chayiv in Talmud Torah. Your learning is no longer a chiyuv. This is different than the previous answer. The previous answer was saying that you're chayiv in Talmud Torah, even when a mitzvah comes up. But if you're never going to do any other mitzvah, then your Talmud Torah is going to ultimately be worthless. Over here we're saying, it's like taking a lulav and chanukah. It's just not the zman of the mitzvah. You're learning during a time you should be doing another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of eris, only you could do it. So it's like taking a lulav and chanukah. That's the Rav Lichtenstein quoted from Rav Huttner once. Rav Huttner said, maybe if yeshiva bachrim understood that saying kriyashma after the zman is like taking a lulav and chanukah, maybe they would be a little more careful to come in time to shachris. It's true, right? You're doing the mitzvah in the wrong zman. It's like eating matzah and sukkahs. You know, it's not the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only during spare moments. Now, yeah. Because that makes it a spare moment. The fact that the mitzvah doesn't demand your time. the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is whenever you don't have another thing that you have to be doing. But anytime you have something you have to be doing, there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to work, you have to, and for sure a mitzvah that no one else could do, you have to do. Tefillin, no one else can put your tefillin on for you, got to do that. So since it's a have to, it's at least as important as working or sleeping or anything else or eating. And therefore, you would stop to go do the mitzvah. Now the Gra in Shnos Eliyahu at the beginning of Maseches Peah, the Gra writes, he talks about Talmud Torah a little bit. Why does he talk about it at the beginning of Maseches Peah? You do know. You just don't realize it. You know, you all know. Eilu dvarim she'en lahem shir. First thing that's in lahem shir, ha peah. Right? So where's that Mishnah? Peah. That's why he's in Peah. And Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. So the Gra, Shnos Eliyahu, the beginning of Peah, says Talmud Torah is also in lo shir, lo lamata, lo lamala. There's no minimum maximum shir of Talmud Torah. Pasuk says V'gisabo yom laila. So it obviously doesn't have a maximum. And the matanami, sometimes even just one word of Torah, it's something, it's worth it. Now, had it not said V'gisa, we would have thought that all you need to do is learn one word, says the Gra, and not anymore, even if you have time to learn more. That's why it says V'gisa. To tell you that Chayav Adam Lilma Torah Yom V'layla Afim Tzarech Lasim B'mitzvah B'derech Eretz Shu Gamken Mitzvah Azayu Poter Esatzma B'teva Achas. That you're supposed to be learning Yom V'layla, but if another mitzvah comes up that takes you away from learning, so then just learn a word. Learn whatever you can. But you don't have to continue through. V'nakra tana adein l'talmud Torah shir l'mata l'horos she'tzarech adam ma'od ma'od l'chabeves ha-Torah. Person has to love the Torah very much. To be called teva v'teva shalamad ba hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Probably one of the most famous lines in all of the Gra's writings. You know why you have to love Torah? Because every word of Torah is a mitzvah. V'arayah she'yotzi b'teva achas mitzvah l'Torah yishkula k'neg kol mitzvahs. And the raya is that Yossi with even one word and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is can call it mitzvahs. V'aklal b'zeh, she'ein mevatel Talmud Torah afilu mitzvah im yichol le'asos al-yedei acherim. That you're not mevatel Talmud Torah, even for the sake of mitzvah, others can do it. V'aseichel mechayiv b'zeh. And why? Why if other people can do it? I guess your question. Why if other people can do it? Are you not mevatel Talmud Torah? Because m'nei she'kol teva teva b'fnei atzma, you mitzvah gedola. V'yishkula k'neg kulam. Every word of Talmud Torah is as valuable as all the other mitzvahs put together. So you're going to sit and learn and say word after word after word and string together sentences and paragraphs of Torah, of learning, learning, learning. Every single word is stronger than all the mitzvahs in the world put together. So it would be silly to stop you learning to go do another mitzvah. Imkein k'shalomed l'mashal daf echad mikayim kama meos mitzvahs. Right, there's a famous cry, I think. V'imkein bevada yosef tov l'kayim meyem mitzvos mitzvah achas. So you have a choice. 100 mitzvos or one mitzvah? Which one should you do? 100 mitzvos. Ra k'she'yev shal l'kayim l'yachar azay rashay levatel. But if the mitzvah can't be done by someone else, then you can be mevatel your Talmud Torah. Why? Because pashtos like Rav Elchanan said. Because then you don't have a chiv of Talmud Torah at that point. Chiv of Talmud Torah goes away because it's no longer a spare moment, it's no longer free time. Now let me ask you something. When you have a spare moment, when you don't have a spare moment, when you're busy, does Talmud Torah really go away? Is there no mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all? Let's say you are working a blue collar job, you're doing busy work. Even white collar job, a lot of times you're just doing busy work, cutting and pasting from this side to that side, I don't know, whatever, you're filing, you're doing busy work. So you should not turn on a shiur on your Torah in the background so you could listen to or your Torah website of choice or whatever, or if you happen to know Masechta by heart, chaz it over in your head. Masechta, you should not do that. There's no mitzvah Talmud Torah right now, I'm busy. Dev Shachaim in Shar Aleph Parakhas writes that even Rabbi Shmuel says Hanig ben Minig Derech Eretz, in the Machlokas, Mesach HaShabbos, Yasafta Deganecha. So does that mean you should, during the time of harvesting, you should go harvest, and during the time of reaping, you should reap, and during the time of whatever, then you're never going to get to learn. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you do have to be knowing Minhag Derech Eretz. He says, Vaday She'ein Das Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel does not mean to say, that a person could even take away a little bit from his Esek and Torah and be involved in Parnasa. Chas v'shalom. Rather, Hanig Bahen Minag Derech Eretz, he says. What's Hanig Bahen Minag Derech Eretz? Together with your Torah, you should be working. While you're working, learn Torah also. If it's busy work and it doesn't take your concentration, so you still have an ongoing chiyuv of Talmud Torah. That's what you need for your chiyuv sanefesh. Wow. So that's a pretty different presentation. It's not that, okay, it's not a spare moment, so you have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. As long as you have the mental capacity to still be learning while you're doing other things, then learn while you have to exercise, you have to be healthy, right? But you have the mental capacity to be listening to a shir while you're exercising. So says Chaim Vlasher, so then that's what you have to do. That's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So maybe what Rav Elchanan meant was that you can be mevatel the quality of your Talmud Torah during that time. Meaning not that Torah doesn't apply during that time, but that the quality of your Talmud Torah doesn't have to be the same during that time. What does that mean, the quality of your Talmud Torah? Rav Chaim Vlasher speaks about Talmud Torah bekamus and Talmud Torah be'echus. Sometimes you could be learning a sugya of Gemara seriously and really being learning be'iyun on a very deep level, but you're like, I feel like reading inspiring stories. So that's also bittul Torah. But if you're working, so by going to work or by going to do a mitzvah, you're going to be downgrading your Talmud Torah from this level down to that level. You're allowed to do that, even though that normally would be considered bittul Torah, to downgrade your Talmud Torah. You're allowed to do that because the chiyuv of Talmud Torah adjusts for those things that you need to be doing. So Rav Chanan's answer still is a good answer. Why Osik B'Talmud Torah is chayiv in mitzvos? Because simply, it's not a free moment. You're only chayiv in free moments. Tomorrow I'm do maybe one last approach to this, and then we'll come back to the Rambam finally. And we'll give a few different approaches in that Rambam. A lot of nice approaches to the Rambam. Why getting married is different. I have to stop here. Ooh, I'm gonna...